Community Focus has been brought to you by the Crum Agency, providers of MIMIC Insurance. Their telephone number is 734-254-1976, and they are online at krummagency.com.
You're listening to the station focusing on the Plymouth-Canton community. This is Community Focus on 88.1 The Park.
Hi, I'm Tori with your Community Focus for tonight. I had the honor of talking to Lanisha DeBarba-Layden, Vice President of Assessment and Community Engagement for the Charles H. Wright Museum. What does the Charles H. Wright Museum provide for the community?
Well, the Charles H. Wright Museum of African American History is the world's largest African American history museum, and our mission is to open minds and change lives through experiences with African American history and culture. We're located within the heart of Midtown's cultural center area, and so we offer a wide variety of opportunities for the community. We offer artistic and cultural programming initiatives, outreach endeavors, dynamic exhibitions, unique historical collections, and endless special events. We also have a research library and archives that houses important collections. We're a source of information for all sorts of people like researchers and journalists, students, film producers, authors, and the general public. So overall, the Wright Museum is all about engaging, inspiring, and connecting with people. And we believe that we make a difference in the community.
Going along with that, why is it important that you guys are located right where you are located?
Well, the main mission of the museum really is people, engaging with them, improving the quality of life for them, through what we do. So the community is important to the museum. It's as important as the air we breathe. People is the reason for our existence. It's why our founder, Dr. Charles Howard Wright, worked so hard to establish the museum in 1965. So community is extremely important to us.
What kind of events does the museum host?
We always, at the Wright Museum, have a full, robust, and exciting calendar of activities. In June, we have a Juneteenth celebration. During the summer, we have a Camp Africa. And this week, we will have 5 weeks of Camp Africa for young people in the summer. The Wright Museum is also a part of the Concert of Colors celebration in July. This July, we're going to have something special called Call of the Drums. It's a drum festival. And then in August, we round out our summer with our annual African World Festival.
What is an important event in African American history that you maybe think is overlooked?
There are so many. I would probably reference the 1963 March on Woodward as one of an endless amount of important events in African American history. But what happened in June of 1963 is that there was a civil rights march here in Detroit. Over 25,000 people gathered on June 23, 1963 to march along Woodward Avenue for freedom, justice, opportunity, and equality. And Dr. Martin Luther King was invited to the city, and he delivered his I Have a Dream speech from Cobo Hall in Detroit, even before he delivered it on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C., 2 months before it was delivered here in Detroit. So Detroit has always been a place where social justice activism has been very, very strong.
Along with that, do you think any of today's current events will be going down in African American history?
Absolutely. It is guaranteed. James Baldwin, the great writer and thinker, once said that history does not refer merely or even principally to the past. On the contrary, the great force of history comes from the fact that we carry it with us. We are unconsciously controlled by it in many ways, and that history is literally present in all that we do. Unquote. He said that in 1963, and it's so true. We create history every day, and some events will be recorded in the annals of history, and others will not. Definitely, we see the recurring issues of yesteryear still a struggle for our society, still requiring a fight for justice. So yes, today's battles will become tomorrow's history lessons for sure.
What does the museum do to get youth involved with African American history?
We have a wide variety of youth programs every month, oftentimes every week. We are offering a program for young people. Some of our recurring programs that happen on a regular basis include Links to Science, which is a hands-on science activity every other Saturday at the museum takes place. And we also have a program called Meet the Scientist, which takes place once a month, whereby we invite a key scientist to talk about their science and their road into that particular science. Those are a part of our Inspiring Minds, African Americans in Science and Technology exhibition programming. We also have a program called Family Activity Series, which takes place three Saturdays a month, 12 noon, where families can come and engage in some really fun hands-on activities exploring everything from dance and hip-hop to drumming to all sorts of activities that celebrate culture. So that's a part of our Family Activity Series. We have kids' time during the week. Every second Sunday, it's a free Sunday for families, and we have the children's interactive story time second Sunday, whereby we have storytellers who engage in very colorful storytelling activities, and then at the end of that hour, all children get to take home a free book, pick a free book out and take it home so that they can build their own home library. So each month, we hope that they come back and get a free book and listen to some amazing stories.
Now, to be a part of one of these youth programs, what does someone have to do if they're interested in attending meetings?
Now, all of those programs that I just mentioned are free. So it's just a matter of just coming and enjoying. So definitely I would encourage children and parents and families to visit the website, therite.org, and find out when the program is offered. And just come on and attend and have fun and keep coming back.
Does the museum have any traditions? I know you had mentioned your annual, you know, for the end of the summer event, but are there any other traditions that the museum has that is unique to the museum?
We do have many traditions. We have a big King Day celebration on the third Monday of each January, celebrating Dr. King, his life, his legacy, but also celebrating community. We are open every day of the month of February. That's a tradition that we've held strong for several years now. Typically, the museum is closed on Mondays, but in February, being African American History Month, we're open every single day of the month of February. Every May, we add a name to our Ring of Genealogy, which is located in our Rotunda area with the support of Ford Motor Company. Every August, we celebrate the nation's big African World Festival held right here in Detroit. And then every other September, we celebrate our museum's founder's birthday with the Legacy Dinner in tribute to our founder, Dr. Charles Wright.
So to attend any of those, is there a process that one has to go through?
For some of them, there are. The best way to find out if there's a cost for a program is definitely to check the website. For example, for the Wright Legacy Dinner held every other year, that actually is a fundraiser for the museum, so there is a cost for that dinner. So the best thing is to definitely check the website.
And in what ways do you think we can get more African Americans involved in this community, in their community?
Well, we definitely see community as larger than one segment of people. So what I would address regarding that question is the global community that we serve. We have visitors literally coming from all over the world to experience the museum. We see visitors from Asia and Europe, Africa, South America, Australia, Canada, everywhere, and the impact is the same. We inform, we engage, and we inspire. This year, in 2015, the museum is celebrating our golden 50th anniversary. And the Wright Museum is excited about celebrating our 50th, and we look forward to continuing to serve a national and international community over the next 50 years.
And as of right now, I know you guys are very involved in the community. Who do you see as an up-and-coming person who is making a difference in the African-American community?
You know, there are so many people within African-American communities that are making a difference. People like classroom teachers and pastors and religious leaders, people like everyday mothers and fathers who are reading to their children every day and investing in their learning, people like successful adults who are taking time to mentor a child, and children who are taking time to listen to the elders speak and share wisdom. We all have potential to be better and to be bolder on today than we were on yesterday. So anyone who's just striving to be better today than yesterday, I think, is making a difference.
If you could send one message out there to young African Americans, what would you want them to know?
I encourage young people to fully prepare themselves for opportunities, to take every opportunity to grow and to learn, because preparation, when matched with opportunity, can lead to success. The Morehouse College president, Dr. Benjamin E. Mays, presided over Morehouse College when Dr. Martin Luther King attended that college, and he would always walk across campus and share this inspiring poem with his students called Just a Minute. And the poem is really inspirational, and I think it provides the message for young people today to be prepared, to prepare themselves and to take every opportunity to maximize opportunities. And it's called Only a Minute, and it says, I only have a minute, only 60 seconds in it. Forced upon me, can't refuse it. Didn't seek it, didn't choose it. But it's up to me to use it. I must suffer if I lose it, give account if I abuse it. Just a tiny little minute, but eternity is in it.
That is something that is very moving, and I appreciate you sharing it with me because I actually didn't know that. But and as my final question, why do you think it is important for, you know, young African Americans, like children, to be exposed to more people of their kind, especially in media or even something as simple as children books? Why do you think that diversity of them seeing themselves in these roles that, you know, you may not usually see them in, why is that important?
Exposure opens up doors of possibility, and awareness opens up doors of potential. And so the more that young people are exposed and brought into an awareness of what's possible, the higher they will climb and the further they'll reach for the stars. And so I think that it's extremely important for young people to know about success at all levels of achievement, African-American success at all levels of achievement. It provides the inspiration to know that they too can do that and even more, that there is no limit to the potential and to the greatness that lies in our young people. And so, yeah, and so we look to examples to provide a model, but we are unlimited in our potential. And so we can go even above and beyond the models that are set before us. And that's our expectation. That's the expectation that I think our ancestors have of us. When Maya Angelou said, we are the hope and the dream of the slave, that we have opportunities that people who came before us did not have, and that we are also charged with making a path for those who will come after us as well.
This has been your Community Focus for tonight. Thank you for listening on 88.1 The Park.
Community Focus has been brought to you by the Crum Agency, providers of MIMIC Insurance. Their telephone number is 734-254-1976, and they are online at krummagency.com.